I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday, and it is literally Friday, and it is late, we know.
Yes, we're aware of that, but
We're together!
We're together! So I'm visiting Haley for a few days because we don't live together in the same town or even the same state anymore. Because whatever.
But you move around a lot.
I do. I move around a lot for work. So we're really not ever
in the same
state. In the same state. But my home state and your home state are now different states.
Yes.
So I'm super excited. Me and my husband are visiting Haley and her family for the weekend and a little bit after that. So we wanted to wait a little bit and bring you this penultimate review of It Girl while we're together.
Yeah, so I literally just finished It Girl last night. The review is up for you guys if you want to check it out. I don't even think you've seen my review.
I haven't even read it, no.
But I did send her my little synopsis. Mm-hmm. But besides that, like, we really don't know. All I know that you have told me, Mad, mm-hmm. with your experience with this book, is that you didn't think it was very thrillery. And until like
that.
The end, like you said, it's kind of like a mystery, and then the ending gets a little more thriller.
I think I said it's like a drama and a mystery.
Yeah,
I did say that.
Which I was like, okay. So like, I definitely got those vibes. Like, mm-hmm. I definitely felt that when I was reading the book, and I didn't really have that like in the back of my mind or anything. But that's like literally all I remember. I think that's all you said to me about this book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I read it in August.
So you read it a little bit ago.
I read it a while ago. So it's going to take me a little bit to like remember some of my thoughts. But I'm excited to hear. We've not really shared extensively at all. So you are getting, unlike with our review of Daisy Darker, where we had talked about it a lot, you're getting a lot of our fresh thoughts with each other. So this should be fun.
And there will be a spoiler section just because we haven't yet to previously discuss this together. But that won't be for a little while. So mm-hmm. why don't we kind of go into what the book is about and then our ratings and then do some non-spoilery stuff.
Yep. Okay. So The It Girl by Ruth Ware is about, it goes between two timelines, in the past and in the present. And is about, in the past, this girl was at Oxford and she had gotten a group of friends and her roommate was found murdered in their shared apartment
suite, dorm room.
One night after a party. Mm-hmm. And she's obviously very traumatized, this main character, and so the present is looking at her and her life, and she's married and she's expecting a baby, and then some news comes out about the case that kind of brings it back into her life. And she starts to wonder if everything is really as it seemed back then, or if maybe they got everything devastatingly wrong.
Yeah, so I think that's a pretty good synopsis.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is that you are in the mindset of this main character named Hannah all the time. Mm-hmm. You do see, you get to see their life in college, which is like the flashback mm-hmm. season, which is really fun because you get to kind of meet these characters in their prime, I guess mm-hmm. you could say. And then, like, to compare it to, like, some of them that you get to meet later on as well. And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember, like, this is you and this is your personality. And mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, trying to just connect the two worlds. Which is so funny because that's kind of, like, I feel like where I'm at in my life. Like, I have children. I was in college. I still have my friends from college. But it's funny. I almost said goofy. It's, like, goofy, to, goofy. For me. To, like, see all of my friends and be like, oh, yeah, like, for example, I don't think my friend will care, but one of my friends, Becca, is, like, a pretty goofy person, and I just have all these fun memories of us being crazy, and now she's, like, I don't think she's seventh grade. I think she's, like, fourth grade math teacher, and it's, like, it's just, like, so funny because it's, like, oh, yeah, these people that you have these memories with of this specific
are now
time
like
in your
actual
life, are now like adults that are yeah. walking around and yeah. like have like serious
I think about that
lives.
Like again similar like one of my friends Sarah, she and I used to do the wackiest stuff together. throwback to one time we were both going through a hard time. So this is back when Walmart used to be open 24/7. Oh, yeah. And she and I went, and it was her idea. We bought like bats and tennis rackets and tomatoes and a Sharpie, and like tennis, like those sweatbands, put them on our heads, went out to an abandoned Kmart parking lot, wrote down all the things we were struggling with on these tomatoes, and then recorded ourselves smashing them with the, like, throwing them in the air.
That's
and
a fun
smashing
idea.
Them at like 2 a.m.
That's super a very fun. Cool idea.
And now she's an elementary school teacher.
Yeah, and you're just like, that is just like, that's just so crazy.
Like, what, you have like a real job now and you're not like smashing tomatoes in the middle of the night?
Oh yeah. I've got plenty of stories like that. So it was fun to like kind of have that like college life experience again of like there have these like parties or like these conversations they had with each other, and like I really enjoyed the flashback sections. Mm-hmm. And then like in the present, you kind of like something happens where like the case of this friend of theirs that died gets brought back up and put back into the limelight. And obviously they were all a part of it, and as her roommate, she was the one who found her as well. So she like every time something comes up about the case, she gets like flooded with, you know, people asking for her to comment on something or whatever. And she's just like super stressed out by that. But then also she's about to have a baby.
Yeah, and it's
like,
affecting her health too, all the stress.
There's so many things that start going on for her that I was like, girlfriend, like,
I know,
take a chill.
I know. I felt so bad for her.
And her poor husband's like, you need to let it go. And she's like, I can't.
I know.
So like, it's good though, because there is full circle. Everything does, you do get to see it all kind of unfold, which is nice. I have thoughts about the ending, but we'll save that for the spoiler section.
So let's, we should say our ratings. Ratings. Yeah. What would you rate it?
I gave it 4 stars.
Okay.
I have been doing half stars, and I did not do a half star for this.
Okay. That's 4. That's good to specify. I can't remember what I gave it. I believe I gave it 4 stars. Yes, I did give it 4 stars. I do not do half stars.
Okay. So what do you think made you only do 4 instead of 5? Because usually, I mean, like Ruthware usually hits it out of the park for us, but I would say that she's at least had 1 or 2 that were kind of like, yeah.
Here's the thing. To me, this wasn't an book for her. It just wasn't a wow.
Yeah, I agree. It was not an
Yes.
It was still good. I was
Lying Game is an for me.
And
Turn of the Key. Those are her 2 books.
Everything else is awesome.
Everything else is really good. This is, for me, probably equivalent to, in my best memories, like Death of Mrs. Westaway.
Yeah.
That's probably, and that's a decent book too, but it's not like when you think,
one of my friends' favorites.
It's a good one, but it's not like, to me, it's not like when I'm like, oh my gosh, Ruth Ware, I'm like in a dark wood.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Woman in Cabin 10, and at this point I'm thinking 1 by 1. Like those to me are like my 3 like tops by her. So this one is not like a amazing top book.
Yeah.
I think she wrote it a little bit differently. It's longer than her other books. Like I said, it is very much filled. You get a lot of information about like Hannah's health and her pregnancy and her relationship.
Which I enjoyed. I thought the book overall was very enjoyable.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that if you had given it to me and not told me who wrote it though, I couldn't have told you it was Ruth Ware.
Yeah, there is an element. Usually her books are a little bit more like, you have a short amount of time, like, well, not short, but like
it's suspenseful.
Suspenseful, like things are happening pretty quickly, like it's within a weekend that things are happening. And this is a little bit more drawn out,
and more investigative.
And I think it's also because you do get the flashback stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is a chunk, like a good chunk of the book is like, I would say it's like 50-50 of like half is a lot of the back, you know, back in college time. And then the other half is like, hey, you know, this is what's going on now.
Yeah. For sure.
I think what she would have done in the past is keep it present, and then she would have had little flashbacks, like little flashbacks.
Yeah, she would not have done
memories.
Like full sections.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably why it was such a longer book too, is because it was 2 big storylines within one story.
I'm not complaining though. I liked that.
Me too.
And
I just think it took
feel necessarily like Ruth Ware.
Yes.
Not in a bad way, though. I don't know how to describe it.
That's, I felt the same way. It was like, it took me so long to read, but I was not, like, annoyed by it. Like, I enjoyed, I got very invested in the characters. I was interested to see their journeys. Mm-hmm. I was never like, oh my gosh, this book is dragging. I was like, it's taking me a while to get through, but I'm enjoying every part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So why did you rate it, like, 4.5 stars?
I did 4.
Oh, sorry, 4. Why did you do 4?
I did 4 because, yeah, it's just solid. It was solid. I wasn't on the edge of my seat, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Like, I wasn't, like, freaked out. Although, like, I definitely went to bed one night, like, being kind of freaked. Or, like, being... I told my husband, I was like, I might have to take a break from thrillers.
Oh,
or, like,
my God.
Well, because I also
read
thrillers.
That's
me a podcast
right now.
Yeah, and then I listened to true crime, and I'm walking around my house that's, like, very... old and wooden, and it's like pitch
creaks
black,
a bit,
and then it's like the murderer came in through the side window, and I'm like upstairs hearing these things. I'm like, you know, I think I might need like a break from anything that's like I potentially could get someone to come and like attack me. Like, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I gave it 4. It's just solid, but I wasn't like, you know, like freaked out, and I kept thinking that the twist was going to be what I texted you about. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh my gosh, like, I don't remember.
I thought I had the twist planned out.
I don't know if I actually read that.
Don't read it. I'll tell you later. I thought for sure that's what it was going to be. I was like, this is going to be good. I could totally see this happening. And then when you actually found out the twist, it was a little bit more of a letdown for me because I liked my twist better.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, that's essentially
here's
it.
The thing, and this is what I'll say before we get into the spoiler section. I had an inkling that I thought I knew who did it.
Okay.
Just because of how thrillers work. I've read so many of them. And I was like, oh man, like, knowing how thrillers are. It's going to be this person, right? Well, it's going to be this person.
Yeah.
But then I like felt like I was proved wrong.
Yeah. She definitely throws out a few potential options for you, which I think I say in my review that like she kept me guessing as to who potentially could actually have done the murder.
And I think that there was one option that felt so obvious that I was like, but I don't want it to be that. Like, I don't. And like, I felt like it was going in that direction. I don't want it to be that. Mm-hmm. So I won't say like, I mean, those could honestly be both the same persons. So we won't go into any details about, you know, how we felt about the person, but, would you like to move into our spoiler section? Do you have anything else you would like to say spoiler free for now?
I would say let's do a little bit more spoiler free and then we'll take a break and then when we come back, we'll do spoilers.
Sounds good.
Okay. So non-spoiler for me. I would definitely say that, like, Ruth Ware is just, like, a master storyteller, let's just say this. And I read her little acknowledgments at the end, and she just says at the very end, like, also thank you to you, the person who is literally reading these words right now. Like, this book would not be here without you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she just, I feel like, comes from such, like, it seems like just humble beginnings of her writing. Because she used to, like, she was, like, a waitress for a while, and she did, like, all these different things until she actually was able to do writing full-time. And, I don't know, I just really appreciated seeing that because I feel like a lot of times authors start to, unintentionally maybe, well, maybe not, but you're an author, like, maybe, like, get a little bit in their heads about, like, oh, yeah, now I'm kind of a big shot, but also there's that, like, anxiety of like, oh, but I gotta pull out another bestseller again. Like, I think it's like a mixture of the two.
I feel
I think she is maturing in her writing is what I'm trying to say. Like, this book felt mature in her writing.
I was gonna say, this book made me feel like it's the book that she just wanted to write. I don't know if this is like a book that she was trying to get. Because in my brain, I feel like One by One is the kind of book that was like, this is going to be
the
an
type
instant.
Of book.
This is the type. Yes.
This is my style. This is my type of book. This book was like, I really want to tell this story. And it's not my normal vibe.
But like, this is the story she wanted to tell, even if she didn't think it was going to, even if she thought it might not be as good as some of her other stuff. Because I think she must know that the tone is different. Like, it's not as, like, you know, fast-paced, like, minimum amount of time. You know, there's a killer right now and we got to do something.
Yeah.
And so I think it just feels like, you know, it feels more like this is just
an important story. But I will say this isn't her first book where she has done, like, a flashback thing of, like, events that used to happen.
Yeah, Lion Game did flashbacks as well.
And In a Dark, Dark
Wood. In Dark, Dark Wood as well. So I think that she, I don't know, I think she handled it very well. But I think you're right. I think this is the first time she's ever done it where it's, like, maybe it's the first time she's ever done it where it's, like, solid chunks.
Yeah.
Of chapters.
But I liked it. Like, that's why I said it's solid for me. It's not my favorite of hers, but it's not one of my least favorite. Like, it actually, like, actually in my review, I put my other book reviews. There's a few I have not actually read. I'm not actually put on the blog.
I was like, you've not actually read them?
No. Some I haven't put on the actual blog, but I think I linked three other Ruth Wares that I have read. And I think the order that I put them in are the ones that, like, I like from most to, I can't even get words out, the greatest to the least that I've enjoyed.
There you go. There you go.
So, like, for example, the first one in there is One by One that I linked. And then I had Death Miss Westway. And then after that, I had,
One by
Turn of the Key.
Turn of the Key. Oh,
so okay. I just tried making it a little bit more of, like, this is, you know, if I had to tell you which ones I liked better, but it definitely would be up there as one I enjoyed for sure.
Yeah, it is really good. All right, so I feel pretty good about starting our spoiler section. So we'll be right back in 3, 2, 1. For those of you who wish Lit Sis was more than once a week, did you know that we have our own individual book Instagrams and book blogs that you can read any of our reviews from now and all of time? If you are wanting that Lit Sis feel in your normal routine, you can always check us out. Mine is at Maddie Reads a Lot on Instagram.
And mine is at Brooke and Binding on Instagram. But wait,
there's more.
I also have a Facebook page, Brooke and Binding, and a blog, BrookeandBinding.com.
That was so good. All right, now we are delving into our spoiler section. So if you're listening to this and you've not read It Girl, or you want to read It Girl,
it's your chance to get out.
Yeah, this is your chance to get out. But if you haven't read it and you really don't care, feel free to listen.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say you obviously then did not read my text message because my
I didn't. I don't know why I didn't.
Was that I thought was so good was that she,
I remember
Hannah,
it coming through.
Hannah, the main girl, killed her best friend out of, like, anger or something. But she locked out the memory. And
you know,
Hugh was there. And him and Will are so protective of Hannah not diving deeper into the case because they don't want the old memories to resurface. And then she would feel horrible about killing her friend.
Oh my gosh, that would have been so much.
And they tried covering
that would have been so good.
I know. That's not what it was.
But Hannah is such a sweet character, though, that I don't think Ruth would have wanted her to be a murderer.
No, but you can see where that, like, no, she's a very sweet character, but you can see where that, like, idea could potentially
Like your explanation better than the explanation that's in
the
book, though.
Did not really like who killed her and the reasoning.
I thought the reasoning was actually fairly
The reasoning was okay
because it does make sense, like, it does,
but I didn't think it was the right person. So who we're talking about here, because this is spoiler, we're talking about Hugh.
Hugh is the killer.
Hugh is the best friend of Hannah's husband,
Will,
who was April's boyfriend
in college.
Yeah. So there's, like, a group of friends, but, like, Hugh was always a friend that kind of just, like,
Awkward.
Well, he was, like, this nice guy. He kind of, like, bowed down to whatever everyone wanted to do, and he didn't really ever put up a fight. He's just like,
I guess he's a Peter Pettigrew, so it makes a little sense.
Yeah, but, like,
he never seemed mean, though.
He was always super nice. But, like, so then when it was like, don't you want to know how I did it? It was like,
he shifted.
You
so
don't
quick.
Seem like you had been putting on a facade for, like, years then,
yeah.
Apparently, because, like, he doesn't come across. He seems like a compliment to Hannah, like another. Like Hannah,
you know, I'm gonna say sweet. I did recently read a book where this exact thing happened, where, like, there was a character that was, like, actually genuinely really nice, and you were like, you know, it, like, the stereotype, you thought it was probably gonna be that character, like, or it was kind of setting it up to be that character, and you were like, oh, but it's definitely not, because they are really nice, and I actually can't even see them as being the killer. And then they were faced with evidence, and then they were like, like the page turned into this like evil person, like within one page, and I was like, wait a minute. This feel awkward. So I feel like it's the same thing with Hio.
Yeah, I can see that. No, I don't know. It was something that I was like, oh, okay. Like, when it was like, maybe it was Emily. Like, I could see that because she was like, oh, I couldn't come to the party. Sorry. Like, her alibi was whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, oh, the husband, Will, actually wasn't home. He was at school. Like, I was like, okay, I'm game with that. Like,
see, if no, he that's did what it, I was okay. like, oh, my gosh, that'd be so obvious, though. And they were leading it in that direction. I didn't want it to be.
But the thing is, with it doing that, I wasn't necessarily opposed because I was like, okay, I get it. Like, that's fine if that's the way we're going. But then I feel like Hugh was out of nowhere. Like, he was the nice guy that she was going to, like, she was running to for help. And then he's like, he, like, oh drives gosh. Her out into the middle of nowhere. And she's Amy, like, where are we going?
You have not read a single thriller in your life. It was so freaking obvious.
You thought it was obvious it was Hugh?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so listen. The stereotype of thrillers or anything like that is that it's the person you least suspect. And so in my brain, when we were in the past, I was like, well, Hugh's super nice. It's probably him. Like, he's like this awkward
guy. I never would
guy.
Have thought
Hugh. Oh my gosh. No, because like, it's always like these ones that you least suspect. And like, it's always going to be like the
make
quiet
any
one.
Sense.
I know it doesn't make sense, but when thrillers are written, you have to understand.
I know it has to be.
Authors are trying to surprise you with the killer.
I know, but I also was so caught in my own theory. I was like, it has to be my theory.
And after
like,
you just got Daisy Darker, right?
Yeah, after like, I got Daisy Darker, I was like, I'm so good at guessing theories.
But it's just like, if you're trying to like surprise people with the twist of a knife killer, it's going to be the person that is least suspectful. And so then that's the person I most suspect.
So suspected him the whole time?
I suspected him up until the time that we were told how April died. Like the night, because she was with Hugh. Hannah was with Hugh when they found April, and I was like, oh, then it can't be
the
killer.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly.
So then the explanation about it all being a prank, and then when Hannah was not there, Hugh actually killed April for real.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a really stupid explanation for how Hannah was able to see the body, yet Hugh was also the killer.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was stupid.
I don't know.
I thought that was just like a dumb explanation.
Why would April prank her like that? Like, I mean, I know she was a big prankster, but like, why would she make Hugh do it? I know why. Like, Ruth covered her tracks. Like, all the questions I'm asking, she answered.
Well, it's because April was like pretty much torturing Hugh constantly.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
So I get that. I really do. And I think she explains it all pretty well. Like, I get where all that's coming from. But I think I still have those questions because they still don't feel, I don't think they felt valid enough.
I just think that if she had not had Hugh present during the time that Hannah found April's body, would I have been suspectful of Hugh the whole time? Yes. But I think it would have made a better explanation. Like, I just think the whole thing about her seeing
the
body.
And then the red herring about, like, the window. Someone was dangling out the window.
Yes.
It could have been that person.
Yeah, but like, I wish that they could have just done that. Like, why couldn't it have just been someone was dangling out the window and they end up finding out someone did see something that night and they saw Hugh dangling on the window.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I think she was just trying to make it so much more of a twist of the knife. Of course
it's
can't
like,
be Hugh
because
he was there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did think something was sketch with Hugh, though. That's why I was like, he doesn't want things to be re-brought up because I think he knows something that, like, would hurt other people. And he kind of implies that a little bit, and he tries to change direction and put the focus on Will, but like, I don't know. I think,
and again classic thriller stuff, she runs into a trap.
She did.
I mean, it happens so many times where like the main character,
but I wasn't like, thinking thriller trope because this book didn't feel super thriller to me.
Okay, but you get it in mystery books too, where
like
you end up being like knock on the door, you know, or trying to get attention from someone, or you pair up with somebody and you end up pairing up with the killer, you know? Like,
yeah, that's true.
I just think it was very like when she ran to Hugh, I was like, I already convinced myself it wasn't Will because it wouldn't be that obvious with that much of the book left.
I know. It was like maybe 70 or 80 pages left of the book, and she thought it was Hugh, and I was like, I thought the same thing. It can't be Hugh. How is she going to fill the rest of the books?
Hugh or Will?
Will, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, how is she going to fill the rest of these pages? The book still has, like, a good chunk to go.
And so then when she ran over to Hugh, I was like, I was like, I think it's him now, but I couldn't tell you how.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she covers her tracks, but I also wasn't like in love with the explanation. Is like I get all the little breadcrumbs she laid out that Hannah then thinks about later on. Like, I totally get all those things. But I feel like I was looking for something a little more shocking.
You wanted it to be darker. I feel like we've not had a really good... Have we ever had a book where it's actually the main character that actually killed the person and they don't realize?
I feel like that is something
It's
that...
Shutter Island.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's why I love Shutter
Island. I mean, it's not actually... He didn't actually kill anybody, no, but...
something like that. I feel like that is something.
I don't know.
I feel like Daisy Darker was supposed to be kind of like that, but it wasn't. So maybe since Daisy Darker, I'm like, I don't trust narrator. Like, I don't trust the main character.
Like, I want...
Something could be up with the main character.
I mean, I've read books where it's, like, multiple main characters, like, multiple perspectives, and one of them is the killer, but you don't realize who it is.
Yeah. You like my trope or my idea.
I do like it, but, like,
it's like a repressed memory.
You know I like that trope anyway.
Yeah. I like a good repressed memory.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that it was a good book overall. I feel like we're picking it apart now with the spoiler section.
Yeah.
I think it was a good book overall. I do think, like, I liked all the aspects of it. I did question myself. Like, I was like, ooh, a pregnant main character. But I did think to myself, would the book change if she wasn't pregnant? Not really. I didn't think her pregnancy actually added anything to the book.
I think it just showed, like, it added, like, another element of her health and this and the toll all of this has taken on
her. I guess, and it gives an explanation for her husband to be concerned for her to stop looking into it.
Yes, and I think it also had elements of, like, I can't even think of the way to phrase it, but, like, she has more that's at stake because of the baby with her. Like, at the end, when she's like, if you kill me, you're also killing this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was that element of, like, trying to plead with him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, please don't do this and whatever. So I think it just heightened the, like, the suspense of, like, I'm just not a girl running around who's, like, getting a murderer chasing me. It's like, oh, but there's this other life that I'm
so
having to deal with.
So you said that you wanted to talk about what you thought about the ending. Is there something specific about, like, the very end of the book?
I want to know if it was a boy or girl baby. I thought it'd be so cute if they had a baby and it was a girl and they named her April.
That's all you cared about, is if it was a
boy or
girl
baby. Well, no, I'm saying the ending I thought with Hugh was kind of like sketch. I don't know.
What, his funeral?
Yeah, that was kind of weird. No. I didn't know why they, I don't know.
I think they just wanted you to think that Will died. But
no, I get that. Yeah. I get that. No, I didn't
and
mind
it brought all the friends
I didn't
back
mind
together.
The actual ending, but I think the whole twist with Hugh was not, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
That's why. That's all.
Again, it wasn't my favorite because I thought I could see it coming, like, a million miles away. Like,
I think I just turned a blind eye.
Yeah, I convinced myself that he probably was still a good guy, and I was like, oh, no, he's actually not. He's probably just a genuine friend.
Well,
but then
in each stage, I convinced myself, oh, it's Emily. Oh, it's Will. Oh, it's Hannah. She just doesn't know. Like, each stage, I was fully invested.
I never got to the Hannah part,
well,
but...
because you didn't read my idea.
It was literally after I had already finished the book, Haley. Come on. Yeah, it was overall very good. I liked it. This is going to be my last thing that's so random. But it took me forever to realize that April's sister...
was November.
No. Oh. I knew it was November. But I was like, why the crap does November have such an awkward name?
Because,
like,
they're months. Because
they're months. It took me forever to remember that April is a month of the year. Because April in my head is a name.
Yeah.
But November is not.
Yeah.
And so I was like, why would they just randomly name her November? That's so weird. And I literally was, like, near the end of the book and realized that it was because of April and November.
I did wonder if there was something with the sister and the, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, if there was something there, but... obviously not. So.
Or there should have been more stuff with that reporter guy.
I thought that was kind of sketchy, too. There could have been something there.
There could have been something else. Anyway, but that is just kind of overall. You feel like you're good on spoilers?
Yeah. We can chat more later if we want.
All right. So that is the end of our spoiler section. Overall, I think it was a really good book. One of Ruth Ware's, like moderate, medium side.
Medium to high.
Yeah. Not
the highest, but not like horrid.
Not terrible. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good. So, Haley, what are you reading right now?
What are you reading?
Well, I'm still reading Death on the Nile, but
we
are going to be reading a book together, right?
Carrie Soto.
Carrie Soto is Back by Taylor Jenkins Reid is our next read together.
Yeah.
If I can finish Death on the Nile, maybe tonight.
Yeah.
if I have time.
Go for it.
I read a bit in the car, so we'll see. So we will hopefully be giving you guys a review of Carrie Soto's back soon, but before
next
that,
week we is, have ranking of Ruth Ware.
No, next week what? Is love, like, dislikes. Oh, then ranking of what? Ruth Ware.
Okay.
And then probably Carrie Soto.
Okay. You so, guys got some good stuff coming up.
Just saying, we're stacking your feet a bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys. So thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.